May 4, 1919. Jesus has his throne on earth in one who lives in his will. I live in the midst of privations and bitternesses. My only strength and life is the will of my Jesus. My sweet Jesus made himself seen in my interior for a little while, all afflicted and pensive, sustaining his forehead with his own hand. In seeing him so afflicted, I said to him, Jesus, what's wrong? Why so afflicted and pensive? And he, looking at me, told me, Ah! Daughter, I am dividing the lots of the world from within your heart. Your heart is the center of my throne upon earth. And from my center I look at the world, the madness of creatures, the precipice which they are preparing. While I am put aside, as if I did not mean anything to them. So I am forced to withdraw the light, not only of grace, but also of natural reason itself, so as to confuse them, and let them touch with their own hands what man is, and what man can do. And from within your heart I look at him, and I cry and I pray for the ungrateful man. I want you together with me, crying, praying and suffering for my relief and company. And I, my poor Jesus, how much compassion I feel for you. Ah! Yes, I will cry and pray together with you. But tell me, my love, how is it possible that my heart be the center of your throne upon earth, while there are so many good souls in whom you dwell, and I am so bad? And he added, In heaven too I have the center of my throne, though I am the life of each blessed, and by being life of each blessed, I do not exclude the fact that I have a throne in which all of my majesty, my omnipotence, immensity, beauty, wisdom, etc. dwell as though at the central point, since each blessed cannot contain them, not having the capacity of containing all the immensity of my being. In the same way, I have my center upon earth. Though I also dwell in others, I do have my central point, from which I decide, I command, I operate, I do good, I chastise, which I do not do in my other dwellings. And do you know why I have chosen you as the central place? Because I have chosen you to live in my will, and one who lives in my will is capable of containing me completely, as my central point, because she lives in the center of my being and I live in the center of hers. But while I live in her center, I live as though I were in my own center. On the other hand, one who does not live in my will cannot embrace me completely. Therefore, at the most I can reside there, but not raise my throne. Ah, if everyone understood the great good of living in my will, they would compete. But, alas! How few of them understand this and live more in themselves than in me.